right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30. That would be around now during the Aaron Keck Show, presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and a whole lot more. And we are joined in the studio today by Victor Lewis and Aaron A.J. Johnson of WCHL fame to help us out with Kids Q today. How are you?
Pretty good. Mostly thinking about C-H-M-O-W sounding like Chamow. I hear that in my head every time that you say it. I know it's Meals on Wheels, but it's always going to be Chamow.
Well, it's C-H-C-M-O-W.
Chamow.
So it's... It's Chickamau.
It's Chickamau. Yeah. That's way better.
Chickamau.
Dang. Yes.
Got me.
Yeah, you
got
to add the Carbro C in there.
Well. I can't forget about Carbro.
You can't forget about Carbro. It's not CH with
that. Ain't that the guy from the Oak Ridge Boys? No, that's Oompapa Mau Mau. Never mind.
Yes, yeah, that's a different thing.
Okay, yeah.
From the Oak Ridge Boys?
Yeah, sure.
I don't think the Oak Ridge Boys did Oompapa Mau Mau. I've been wrong before. I'm not sure. All right.
Kids Q.
Kids Q, are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, everyone get around the radio. This is for everyone. Here is today's question. If you could have a pet, or if you have a pet, if you could have another pet, what would you have and what would you name it?
I wish I wasn't so attached to cats already as being like
I'm 100%
apex
with you on this.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm just a sucker for apex predators. I want a shark. I want a shark. I've always loved
sharks.
That
was like an A to C connection.
No,
there.
It is not.
Like,
no, there's an apex predator connection.
Therefore, I want a shark.
There's
because
an apex
cats,
predator
cats
connection.
Cats are the apex predator.
The
biggest
I get that.
Cat in X environment is the apex predator
sure.
of that. The shark is the apex predator of
orca.
The ocean.
Orca. We call it a killer whale.
I feel like orcas are kind of punks. And besides, they're just big
porpoises. Wait, have you not seen Shamu?
They're not even classified as whales.
I mean, we've also seen
they're just
Willy,
big
though,
dolphins.
Is the problem.
Oh, yeah.
That orca's adorable.
Yeah. Until he
adorkable.
Eats you.
Adorkable.
You're
love
just
you,
mad because I beat you by a second.
Oh, that's fantastic. Adorkable.
I can't do this. I know. I refuse.
Good, because I would love to talk about sharks for the rest of Kids Q.
Do you want laser beams on their heads?
More just cool shark facts, like they can sense.
Thank you for subscribing to Shark
pores.
Facts.
They can sense electrical fields. They can sense vibrations in the water. Sharks are cool, man. Sharks
you
are the coolest.
You all should see the like hand motions that Victor is doing to.
There's shark illustrations. I had to put my hand on top of my head for the fin. I had to do like a little gill motion.
Right.
I'm just trying to educate my audience.
That's good. That's good. AJ, what about you?
I have totally lost the train of this conversation now.
What
because,
would you
well,
would
I
you
know
have
what
and what would you name
is,
your pet?
Just
wait, what would you name your shark pet?
Paperclip. Definitely.
Awesome. How about you?
Okay, what would I do for a pet?
All right, while you're thinking, I'm just having another cat.
Fair.
And
of course,
our two cats, our two cats are Banjo and Sticks, but we adopted them through a friend of a friend, a couple that we know named Kristen and Charles, and we have always said that if we got a third cat, we would name it Casey after Kristen and Charles.
You guys have cat names picked out so far
we
in
do,
advance.
Yes.
You were waiting with Banjo and Sticks,
yeah,
and now
we were.
Casey is ready to go.
Banjo and Sticks were like imaginary Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf cats. For months before we finally actually acquired
the cat. I
know.
I remember.
Yeah.
When you were in the cat getting process.
They were Banjo and Sticks.
I'm going to go with a chimp.
A chimp?
All right. I want a monkey.
All right. I like that. Chimp would be upset if you then immediately turned around and called him a monkey, though. Those are two completely different things.
I'm going to name him Monkey.
Oh.
No, his name is A Junior.
Worse.
Huh?
His name is A Junior.
A Junior.
Well,
a
like
junior.
AJ, but like A.
AJR.
So just call him AJR then.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Bad. All right.
Yeah.
I like it.
Or call him Chip. Chip the Chimp.
Chip the Chimp?
Yeah.
Chimp him.
Chimpo. Chimpo.
Chickamau.
Chickamau. Yeah, that's what we should call him in the first place. Yeah. Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have great answers, which I know you do, share them on Facebook or Twitter and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Youth Works on Main. Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Victor Lewis, AJ Johnson, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.